Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my super fine wife, Beth. You got a scripture, baby?
I have a scripture, a do not fear scripture. Actually, yesterday we read Daniel 10:12. Today we're reading Daniel 10:19. Starts out almost the same. Do not be afraid, you who are highly esteemed. He said, peace. Be strong now. Be strong. When he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, speak, my Lord, since you have given me strength.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Good
Started
stuff.
Out with, do not be afraid.
Amen. On today's call, we're going to discuss payday is coming. Second Chronicles 15:2 Message Bible. God will stick with you as long as you stick with him. If you look for him, he will let himself be found. But if you leave him, he'll leave you. Now, we're going to come back to 2 Chronicles 15. But next, we want to read Genesis 28:13, Message Bible. Then God was right before him, saying, I am God, the God of Abraham, your father, the God of Isaac. All the families of the earth will bless themselves in you and your descendants. Yes, I'll stay with you. I'll protect you wherever you go, and I'll bring you back to this very ground. I love this. Here it comes. I'll stick with you until I've done everything I promised you.
Hallelujah.
Jeremiah 1:11, Classic Amplified. Stand up and say your peace. God's message came to me. What do you see, Jeremiah? And I said, a walking stick, that's all. And God said, good eyes. I'm sticking with you. And I'll make every word I give you come true.
That's such good scripture.
If we stick with God, good things are going to happen to us. But if we leave him, he'll leave us.
It's called by faith.
That's it. But the scripture says that he will never leave nor forsake us. But we must stick with God. Look for and seek God in every area of our lives. He's not a spare tire that can be rolled out when your transportation to the future goes flat. Stick with him, look for him, and seek him. 2 Chronicles 15:3.
Coming back to 2 Chronicles 15.
And it says, for a long time Israel didn't have the real God, nor did they have the help of a priest or teacher or book.
Wow.
Verse 4 says, when they decided to seek God, he let himself be found.
Praise him.
That's the problem with too many believers. I'm not talking about high steeple, few people type churches. I'm talking about the chandelier swinging, pew jumping, sanctuary running, tongue talking men and women. They've heard 1,500 sermons in the past 5 years. They listen to all of Creflo and Joel and Joyce's podcast, but they're still also listening to the email report where you predict something awful is going to happen.
We need to be careful what is getting our attention and what we focus on, and be sure that we stay focused on what God's word has to say so that we can stay close to him and he can manifest it for us. If we let the world's reasoning take us off course and lose our focus to them, it will take us that much longer to get back on course. The children of Israel were given to us as an example. A good example of how that can happen. In Numbers 13:26, it says this, and they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. You know, if this was the body of Christ, we might say they came back and preached a message, gave a word. They gave what the Bible called an evil report.
That's it.
This was an evil report because it was not the revelation, but their reasoning. God had already given them the revelation that they could take the land. But guess what? They stuck to their reasoning, what they saw. The report was not based on the wisdom of God, but it was contrary to the way that God told them that things would happen.
Yes.
Okay, are you ready for this? If you're not, acting and basing your decisions on what God has to say, his promises to us, then we are acting on an evil report. In Numbers 13, 27 through 33, Numbers 13, 27, I don't know if I said that right, but Numbers 13, 27 to 33 says, and they told him and said, we came into the land whither thou sentest, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, meaning the giants. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report on the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it, it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight.
Wow.
They self-proclaimed a bad report. You know, the 10 spies brought a word. They did. They sure brought a word. It was an evil report, though, an evil message that the masses believed. And about 3 million people began to fear because of it. Joshua and Caleb preached something totally different. They preached the good news. What is the good news?
It's simply what the Word of God says.
That's right, baby.
Hallelujah.
Preach it, baby.
To believe, speak, or teach anything else is to be contrary to the will of God, and will be guilty by bringing an evil report.
Mm.
Joshua and Caleb based their report on what God promised instead of what the circumstances seemed to be like. They refused to be moved by human reasoning, because they knew that if God said it,
Hallelujah.
He would somehow bring it to pass. Joshua and Caleb didn't have to see it first. Couple of questions. How do we leave God? How do we cut ourselves off from his promises? By giving an evil report, not believing that he is well able to bring you out of your present circumstances into the promised land. If we don't leave him or his word, He will never leave us or forsake us.
Think of that.
Let's look at the verses from 2 Chronicles 15 again. Let's hear what God is saying to each of us. Then Azra, son of Bobed, moved by the Spirit of God, went out to meet Asa. He said, listen carefully, Asa, and listen, Judah and Benjamin. God will stick with you as long as you stick with him. But if you look for him, he'll let himself be found. But if you leave him, he'll leave you. For a long time, Israel didn't have the real God, nor did they have the help of a high priest or teacher or book. But when they got themselves in trouble and got serious and decided to seek God, the God of Israel, God let himself be found.
Mm.
Hallelujah. At that time, it was a dog-eat-dog world. Life was constantly up for grabs. No one, regardless of the country, knew what the next day might bring.
Think of that.
It's not important that you know what tomorrow brings, because as the old saying goes, you know who holds tomorrow. It's called faith. Faith that God, our Heavenly Father, will protect you and care for you and nurture you.
That's right. 2 Chronicles 15:6. 2 Chronicles 15:6 says, nation battered nation, city plummeted city. God let loose every kind of trouble among them. Now, are you ready for 2 Chronicles 15:7? In the Living Bible, it says, but it's different with you. Be strong. Take heart. Payday is coming.
Say it again.
Payday is coming.
That's it.
Are you seeing this? Because when we stick with God, when you stick with God, look for God, seek God, no matter what's going on around you, and that's the key. Because it's easy to get distracted. But no matter what's going on around you, if you stick with God, your payday is coming. It doesn't matter what the news media says. Doesn't matter what the politicians say. Doesn't matter what the circumstances may look like or seem to be like. No matter if you're living from day to day, you've got to know that payday is coming when we stick with God. No matter if our hours have been cut or we've been laid off the job or there's not enough money to pay the rent or the mortgage, you just got to know that payday is coming when we believe God. If you don't have enough money to make your mortgage payment, say, Lord, I know this. I tithe, give offerings, and payday is coming.
Now.
Now.
You know, if you need more money in your life to do the things God has called you to do, you got to know deep in your heart through the Word. You got to know your payday is coming. If you want to create multiple streams of income for your family, but you've never seemed to find the right time or opportunity, you got to know your payday is coming. When you stick with the Word of God, when you look for God, not what He can do for you, but you look for God. When you seek God, you will find Him. You may have gone through challenges in your life. The enemy may have attacked your family, health, finances, or maybe even all three at the same time. But there's no need to let it get you down or turn back, because you got to know your payday is coming.
Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Your payday is coming.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Get it down inside of you.
Amen. Ooh, okay.
Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Study these scriptures. They'll bless you. They'll fortify your faith. Hallelujah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.